The country has spent more than 120,000 cedis in maintaining the Flagstaff House since 2009. The building, which was constructed for the presidency, was not in use until 2009 when the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration relocated to a portion of it following a fire that gutted its offices that same year. The Minister for Water Resources, Works and Housing, E.T. Mensah, made this known to Parliament when he answered questions on the floor. He said although the entire edifice is not in use, it is good that it should be maintained. The question of the renovation stood in the name of the MP for Binduri, Stephen Yakubu, a report by Augustus Akwe.
Given the breakdown of the amount, the Minister for Water Resources, Works and Housing, E.T. Mensah, said 49,000 Ghana cedis went into fumigation alone. Maintenance of generators and minor electrical works amounted to 26,000 Ghana cedis. Provision and maintenance of air-conditioned systems and rerouting of the server room was 46,000 Ghana cedis. He said the use of the property did not lie with his ministry.
A portion of that place is being used, and we have a history in this country that you cannot compare a president to move into another place. So if the president does not even move there, it still needs to be maintained. All the previous president before was the board still lives in the official residence.
Mr. E.T. Mensah also touched on the completion of the affordable housing project. He said before further action could be taken to complete all 4,700 housing units, the ministry had to conduct proper investigation into work done till date. Mr. Mensah enumerates some of the findings of their investigations.
The previous administration for some criticism asked the Ministry of Water Resources, Works and Housing to procure building materials for the project and supply them directly to contractors working on the project. This was a disincentive to the contractors and consequently compromised the diligent execution of the work. Also, this meant that the rate of construction depended on the ability of the ministry to mobilize financial and other resources to supply the building materials. The housing project, therefore, stalled due to lack of funds.
The Works and Housing Minister noted that a committee is in place to formulate ways for the project to be completed so the initial investment does not go waste. The member for Bantama, Cecilia Abdapa, who asked the question on behalf of the member for Ferikrom, Mrs. Elizabeth Ajman, was at a loss as to why progress of work had stalled.
Augustus Zakri reporting.